This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening from Pyeongchang, South Korea, on the eve of the Winter Olympic Games. Lots to report from here, but our top story tonight is at home and another massive meltdown in the stock markets. The Dow shedding more than 4% today. The 1,033-point loss, the second-largest single-day point drop in market history, and the second 1,000-point-plus loss in a week, contributing to erase all the market's gains since late November, with analysts now saying we may in fact be witnessing a long-expected market correction. Our business correspondent Jolene Kent now with a deeper look at what is happening and why.
Tonight, turmoil on Wall Street after the second dramatic sell-off in a week.
You had a lot more genuine fear in the market. They were selling the winners. They were selling the stuff they loved.
The Dow's 1,000-point plunge was the second steepest drop on record after Monday's decline.
It was certainly not a day that the bulls even wanted to remember or think about at this point.
The free fall coming after a better-than-expected unemployment report, another indicator that the American economy is gaining strength. That drove interest rates up and fanned fears that the Federal Reserve will raise rates more quickly than expected, making borrowing more expensive. The Wall Street woes driving Americans to wonder whether to make a move with their retirement savings.
There is absolutely no reason for panic right now. This is not indicative of some bigger problem in the economy. This is indicative of stock prices that a lot of people thought were too high. As long as you can keep your money invested for more than a year, don't worry too much about a few days.
Good news for the economy translating into uncertainty in the days ahead. Jolene Kent, NBC News.
Now to the fallout of the White House over the resignation of a top aide. Rob Porter stepped down after he was accused of abuse by his two ex-wives. Tonight, one of them is speaking out to us. This as questions swirl about what Chief of Staff John Kelly knew and when, and how Porter could have worked so close to the president after the allegations held up his security clearance. NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker has the story.
Tonight, the White House calling the allegations of abuse against top aide Rob Porter serious, disturbing, and upsetting. And now the focus here, defending the embattled chief of staff, John Kelly.
The president has confidence in his chief of staff.
Despite a former White House official telling NBC News, Kelly was alerted months ago about some of the allegations of domestic abuse by Porter's two ex-wives, the White House insisting Kelly only learned the whole truth yesterday after this picture surfaced of Porter's first wife, Colby Holderness, with a black eye.
I think it's fair to say that we all could have done better over the last few hours or last few days.
And pressed on why Porter only had an interim security clearance, despite the fact that he worked at the president's side with access to some of the most sensitive materials to cross the president's desk.
The background investigation was not completed. There was no determination made about Rob Porter's security clearance. There was not a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Tonight, one of Porter's ex-wives is speaking out to NBC News. Jennifer Willoughby says Porter was physically and emotionally abusive toward her. Concerns she says she shared with the FBI last year when they were conducting that background check.
I shared with them the details of my marriage, the same as have been in the interviews and articles that have come up.
And one of the questions was, could he potentially be blackmailed? How did you answer that question?
I believe that the people who had the power to blackmail him would be women who had been in personal relationships with him. So in short, the answer could be maybe.
Porter has called the allegations false and part of an organized smear campaign.
I'm not surprised that that's his reaction. I think it's really unfortunate, and I hope that in light of everything that is coming out, and he will be able to face some of the issues that he deals with.
The White House says the president learned about the matter Tuesday night. Meanwhile, communications director Hope Hicks, who was reportedly dating Porter, helped craft the initial statements in his defense. The White House says at times Hicks recused herself but didn't disclose any details about how or when. Lester.
Kristen Welker at the White House, thank you. On Capitol Hill tonight, big tensions and big drama playing out with last-minute questions surrounding that bipartisan deal in the Senate to avoid a shutdown by midnight. NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt has the latest for us.
Tonight, Congress racing to avoid a government shutdown, scrambling to pass a major two-year bipartisan deal. Republicans praising increased funding for the military, $165 billion over 2 years. Many Democrats won over with $131 billion more for domestic programs, including $6 billion to fight the opioid epidemic. And there's bipartisan support for the $90 billion in disaster relief for hurricane victims in the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Texas, and Florida.
You get some things you like, you give the other side things they like. That's what bipartisan compromise is all about. And I think on the net, this is a very good solution.
But late into the day, tension as the clock ticked toward midnight. Senator Rand Paul holding up a vote in the Senate, arguing the deal spends too much.
We're going to have a $1 trillion deficit this year, $1 trillion added to our debt.
And in the House, Democrats carefully counting votes.
Many of our priorities are in the bill. I have an unease with it.
Her unease over immigration left out of the compromise. The vote tonight to avoid a shutdown in limbo much longer than we thought. It depends on House Democrats, but it also depends on Senator Rand Paul. Because of Senate rules, just one senator could hold up this vote until the shutdown deadline is passed. Lester.
Casey Hunt at the Capitol, thank you. Now to what brings us and the world's most elite athletes and hundreds of thousands of fans here to Pyeongchang. All eyes are on South Korea for the start of the Winter Olympics. But trying to steal the spotlight, North Korea, with a massive show of force today and lots of buzz over someone very close to Kim Jong-un joining the Olympic delegation. We get more from NBC News chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel in Seoul.
Kim Jong-un hailed today as he inspected his troops. It's part of a dual strategy he's using for the Olympics, a mix of diplomacy and threats of force. Today, force was center stage. North Korea moved up an annual military parade so its goose-stepping and dancing troops would be seen around the world just one day ahead of the opening ceremony. But getting even more attention has been Kim Jong-un's attempts at family diplomacy. He's sending his younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, to South Korea as an Olympic envoy, where she'll be part of a delegation having lunch with South Korea's president. Like the reclusive leader, little is known about her. She's believed to be 30 years old, studied with her brother in Switzerland, and was recently promoted to help lead the ruling party's propaganda and agitation department. But Friday at the opening ceremony, the woman described in South Korean media as Kim Jong-un's Ivanka will reportedly be seated near Vice President Pence. Despite this new charm offensive, experts warn North Korea's nuclear threat is unlikely to change.
After the Olympics are concluded, I fully anticipate that they'll resume testing.
And today, Kim's missiles, which experts say could reach the United States, were front and center. These are supposed to be South Korea's Olympics, but the North, it seems, doesn't want to be left out of the limelight.
Although Vice President Pence and the North Korean delegation will be in close proximity in that stadium, both the White House and North Korea say, as of now, there are no plans for any meetings or direct talks. Lester?
Richard Engel in Seoul tonight. Thank you. Still ahead, mystery deliveries, why Amazon is sending some people packages they never ordered, and why experts think it's part of a scam you should know about. Back now with a consumer alert. What do you do if you're suddenly swamped with Amazon packages that you didn't order? It's happening to a Boston area couple. They aren't being charged, but experts believe it's part of a scam. So who's behind it? NBC's Tom Costello explains.
First, this is your favorite.
This is a cell phone selfie light.
TV cover for your outdoor TV.
One after another, the packages keep coming.
Mouse controller for your VR experience.
Kelly and Mike Gallivan say they started arriving in October. Now they come twice a week. No invoices, no return name or address, just their name and address. Even Amazon doesn't know who's sending them.
We didn't order this stuff. We really don't want this stuff, and we really want it to stop.
Yeah. And we have gotten no help from Amazon.
Strangely, they're not even being charged. E-commerce experts say that suggests it's all part of a scam called brushing. Vendors, often overseas, pay someone to use gift cards to buy merchandise, then ship it to a legitimate name and address. Once it arrives, the phantom buyer, often the vendor, writes a glowing review on Amazon or other e-commerce sites.
The ultimate motivation is to get a good review for the product onto Amazon. And the more positive reviews you get, the more likely you're going to get sales for that product.
Those reviews can mean big money, but Amazon says it's found few fake reviews associated with these shipments, and it will ban all vendors and reviewers who abuse the review system.
And I don't even know what to do with half this stuff.
The Gallivans have asked for Amazon's help to stop the deliveries, and they're now far less likely to believe those five-star online customer reviews. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
Coming up, the major winter weather threat taking aim at nearly 30 million people, and the record-breaking high school that will have you seeing double. Brace yourselves, a big winter storm is taking aim at nearly 30 million people. It's expected to slam the Midwest with heavy snow tomorrow morning, making for a dangerous rush hour commute before pushing into the Northeast. As much as 8 inches of snow expected in some areas, with more in the forecast this weekend. It couldn't have been 20 below today in Philly, and they still would have turned out in force to celebrate the Eagles' first Super Bowl championship. Crowds packed 20 deep in some spots along the parade route, all along the five-mile route to the Rocky Steps, as many refer to them. And speaking of crowds, imagine trying to tell everyone apart at one school just outside Chicago, which just set the Guinness World Record for the most twins and multiples in one academic year. 44 sets of twins and a set of triplets in the sophomore class at New Trier High School in Winnetka. Unbelievable. You can watch figure skating's team competition live tonight right here at 8 Eastern Time. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is Nightly News for this Thursday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.